world of discomfort.
It is a human experience we all recognize. We know it when we feel it.
One in three individuals worldwide is living with some type of ongoing pain.
It serves a useful purpose.
Pain is the ultimate harm alarm. It is there to keep us out of danger, that warns us of damage to ourselves.
Pain is relevant to all of us. Even if we don't have chronic pain right now, chances are we've had it in the past, or if we live long enough, we will have it in the future. All of us are born motivated to escape pain, but we're not born with the understanding of how to modulate pain and the distress that it causes us.
Dr. Beth Darnell is a pain psychologist and a scientist at Stanford University in Northern California. She's the author of the book, The Opioid-Free Pain Relief Kit.
A person's psychological state or status is highly predictive of their response to a pain stimulus.
According to Dr. Darnell, there are many factors which influence how we experience pain. They can be related to genetics or gender or our state of mind.
So if a person has anxiety, or if they have depression, or if they are over-focusing on the pain, ruminating about it, feeling helpless about it, magnifying it, we call this pain catastrophizing, and it's a negative mindset related to pain. People who have this negative mindset are highly responsive to pain.
This space that you see in front of you is all for pain research, going back to the back 40 back there.
Dr. Sean Mackey is Division Chief of Pain Medicine at the Stanford University School of Medicine and the director of its pain lab. His team studies human pain disorders with a particular focus on the unique factors which cause us to experience pain differently.
There are participant testing rooms right along here. What we do is apply heat, cold, pressure in a way to assess the individual differences in pain, because we've learned that each individual pain is unique and we want to capture as much of that experience as we can.
This research is as important as it is timely, especially in the United States, where they are trying to combat a swelling opioid epidemic. These drugs are a standard part of the toolkit to treat chronic pain conditions. But addiction to these medicines is destroying lives in huge